from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
We're joined now by Orioles Hall of Famer, co-host of Baltimore Baseball Tonight, my guy Mike Bordick. Mike, what's going on?
Hey, Cordell, how are you today?
Not bad at all. And Mike, we've seen the Orioles pitching staff suffer through some injuries here recently. We've got Grayson Rodriguez going on the IL. Jacob Webb is being checked out right now. How concerned are you with this pitching staff and their health status?
I'm extremely concerned. I mean, my gosh, we have run into a rash of injuries. And I know it seems like, injuries are up this year. I think just the way the pitchers are throwing. But, man, maybe we've been spoiled because the Orioles, I think, other than John Means a couple years ago, really been able to avoid big injuries. And they've been able to overcome with the depth they have. Well, I don't know that any organization could plan for what has just happened to the Orioles coming out of spring training. Three reliable arms going down. And then obviously Rodriguez going down too, losing a bullpen arm as well. Our most reliable bullpen arm. Listen, how do you replace that stuff? You really don't. You hope somebody gets on a roll. A couple guys get on a roll. Dean Kramer could be that guy that could potentially step up. And, you know, the arms that we saw finish last night's ball game are going to be the guys that are going to really have to step forward and take a workload. And, you know, these guys are just going to have to rally together as a team. I don't know. We shouldn't really doubt them because they haven't disappointed us at all. But, man, do they have their backs against the wall right now with the rash of injuries.
Hey, Morty, help me out a little bit. When a manager gets tossed, you know, does he leave? Because like last night's game, you know, is Hyder still making the decision? You know, talk me through what really happens, you know, with the managers and the guy, you know, who's replacing him. And because it was funny on TV, you know, they're showing Hyder. They say, well, there's Brandon Hyde's son. He's the bat boy. And he's talking to, you know, he like, is he running back? You know, so talk me through it, Bordy, what really is happening there.
Well, I guess you never know nowadays with security and stuff like that, but I know back in the day if a manager got thrown out, he was 10 feet away from the dugout because he was telling the interim manager what was going on and what he should do. Now, I've also seen managers just throw their stuff up and say, you got it, and just leave and never come back to be seen until the next day. So they just trust, you know, whoever the bench coach is to run the show. But most managers need to be involved and make those tough decisions down the stretch.
We're talking to Mike Bordick, who joins us here on 105.7 The Fan. Is Vinny and Haney on The Fan. And Mike, you look at this team, defense is usually their calling card. We saw a couple of defensive issues last night that kind of impacted Trevor Rogers' final line. But how do you feel about the defense as a whole for this team this year? It just feels like it's not up to par the way it has been the last couple of seasons.
No, it really hasn't. They've taken a little bit of a step backwards, and I think this is just part of the growing and maturity, hopefully, for this young infield right now. Listen, there's no secret that these guys are incredible athletes, but the problem is they're just so young. They haven't experienced, you know, all the situations that come up in big league games, and we've seen that a couple times here just recently. You know, that pop fly down the left field line that Mayo was really tentative on. That should have been an out. And it was actually Dean Kramer's start that could have been a game changer there. So those type of things, and I think they're trying to be really careful with them as well, because I'll say this. When defense all of a sudden gets in your head mentally, it's really hard to come out of it. I'm really impressed with how Gunnar Henderson's been handling himself defensively. Looks really good. Looks like he's slowed the game down, getting his feet under him on some plays and not being so rushed. So maybe Manzo's got a great message for these guys to try to keep them under control, because if you lose a young guy defensively, mentally, it's really hard to bring him back and get him focused on the game and every pitch, and understanding the importance of the out, needing to make outs in the big leagues is the priority, period.
Hey, Bordy, I think Hyder's had a couple bad games, you know, the last couple games. You know, and the other night, eighth inning, pinch hitting for Holiday after he'd hit a home run and is one of your batting 400, you know, and then with Couser. And then last night, you're pitching to Guerrero, you know, and you know, Santander makes a great play, but I mean, you got two outs, man on second, and it's their best hitter. I mean, why not just walk the guy? I mean, talk me through those two scenarios, Bordy, because it kind of like I was a little disappointed in Hyder.
Yeah, well, you know, I think every manager is up, for judgment, especially us Monday armchair quarterbacks that, you know, can kind of sit back and say, well, I would have done this. Listen, I think, first of all, Brandon Hyde has got a new roster to deal with. He's got some players that have been presented to him that are supposed to help him get over the finish line. Soto in the bullpen, and obviously the right-handed bats. Now, Eloy's off to a really good start. I can kind of understand taking the chance there. My, I guess, biggest thing is Brandon seems to always have a great feel for his players, and I don't know that there was anything that stood out more than the two hottest players in the lineup, that being Jackson Holliday and Colton Couser. I would think those would be the last guys on your mind to pinch hit for. So I think he got caught up in it, and I do think he overmanaged a little bit. But I think Brandon Hyde's a great manager. I think he's super for this team. I think these guys respect him. I think they'll run through brick walls for him. And I think they also understand that this new day and age of baseball, where analytics is really the king, a lot of managers, and I'm not sure exactly if Brandon Hyde is controlled by that, but you know some of the decision-making will come into that, just analytically, lefty-righty matchups. And he's kind of stuck to that philosophy pretty consistently. And to some points, I think, obviously, to a fault.
Hey, Bordy, you know what Cordell and I were talking about when he did it? It reminded us of the Charger coach. I don't know if you followed the Chargers at all, but the coach from the Chargers that was going for it on his own 20-some yard line on the first series of the game because analytics said it was the right thing to do.
Yeah. No, that stuff shows up a lot in sports nowadays, and it's all good if it works out, right? But the problem is when it doesn't, and then we can all kind of look at it a little differently. Yeah, I just think baseball, I think managers now, I do think they still trust their gut, you know, to a point. I think they have to. I think it's just instinctive, I think, with baseball people to trust their gut. But I also think that they really have to follow the analytics, too, because sometimes these numbers just don't lie.
Mike, we haven't been in a position here in this current stint with the Orioles to where we're talking about them extending their own guys, but that's definitely the conversation around Anthony Santander, who went yard twice last night. He's as hot as anybody these days. What are your thoughts on his future in Baltimore?
Well, if anything should remind the Orioles and really every organization how fragile rosters can be, it's this year, what's happening to the Orioles. So what they have in front of them are a couple really – impressive pieces. Listen, Anthony Santander has been the best power hitter in the game for the last 2 months. No doubt about it. I mean, he has been incredible. And to do it, you know, switch hitting, playing great defense too. And I think as a guy that kind of grew up in the Orioles organization, what a great message to send to some of these younger players that want to be Orioles for life. And I think Corbin Burnes has got to be another guy. We see the importance of pitching and the importance of a true number one. I mean, man, nobody's as dependable as Corbin Burnes, and thank goodness he's in, you know, the Oriole organization. One of the best moves that Mike Elias has made this offseason, and if there is some sort of way to keep him, man, well, I just think that would be a huge boost for this organization. They've got control over so many players. At some point, they're going to have to pay somebody.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.